This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 122 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are continuing on with our Mark Wahlberg month, January of 2022. This time, we're watching a little movie from 2007 called Shooter, directed by Antoine Fuqua. Of course, starring Mark Wahlberg and Michael Pena is in this movie. Danny Glover, right? Kate Mara. Got some people. Alex, when was the last time you saw this film?
I never seen this film.
Oh,
yes.
This is the first time watch.
Yes, I am first time watching this movie, and I can't wait to go deep dive into this. Love it.
Okay.
Let's get
into very good. I love a good first time watch. So before we get into that, of course, you guys know the routine. We're going to go ahead and go over some box office. We're going to go over a little bit of reviews, critics, and audiences. And then we're going to go ahead and give you our 2 cents on whether Shooter is a good film or a bad action, an action film, a good or bad action film. So Alex, please, let the people know how well this movie did at the box office.
All right, so here we go. Shooter from 2007, domestic $47 million. International $48 million for a worldwide total of $95 million on a budget of $61 million. Domestic opening of $14 million.
Okay, we'll call it probably not a, it's not a flop or a failure. And I think it did well. I think it did pretty good on videos and things like that.
It's a success, pretty much.
Yeah. I think it made a lot of movie on DVD and Blu-ray sales, though. Because I remember a lot of, like, when this came out at on disc, everybody, like, all my friends had it. Everybody was buying it. So I'm sure Paramount made a nice little chunk of change. I mean, heck, they turned this into a TV show. They're getting a 4K coming out. If it was a flop, none of those things are happening. So, all right, with that being said, how well was this received? One of these scores is pretty high, and one of these scores is not that high. So, in true action movie fashion, the critics gave this a 47%. They didn't give it a 47. Only 47% of the critics liked it. However, audiences really enjoyed Mark Wahlberg. They gave him an 80%. So this is a majority of the fans who saw Shooter enjoyed Shooter. Anything on the numbers? Anything surprising to you?
I'm very surprised with the critics. Very, like, I don't know what they were looking for in this movie. I mean, maybe a sign from Christ? Maybe? I don't really know what they were looking for in this movie, to be honest with you. I'm very shocked when we do a movie of this caliber, or maybe a better movie, right? Like a big movie that's actually really good, and it gets like a 20. And it's like, I don't get it. Like, what were you guys really looking for?
The classic, you know, action and horror, they just get no respect from critics unless they're a certain type. So with that being said, it doesn't really matter what they said because we're going to go ahead and give you our take on it. Now, I don't know what direction Alex is going to go in. I don't know if we're going to go in opposite directions here because I know he's never watched it. I've seen this a number of times. I saw it at the theater. I saw it when it came out on Blu-ray. I've seen it on TV. I watched it again on Blu-ray. So I've seen it a number of times. I have my feelings on it. I'm very interested to hear Alex's though. So without further ado, Mark Wahlberg playing one of the weirdest named characters ever, Bob Lee Swagger. What a name. Bob Lee Swagger. What did you think of him?
I like me some Swagger. Okay. let me just tell you, I like Swagger. Okay. Marky Mark is actually really, really, really good in this. I enjoyed him. I thought he was really good. He fit that whole army persona as a sniper. Like, it felt, I mean, really believable. It's not like, did it feel believable? No, actually, this was a role meant for him. And I gave him a 5. I really enjoyed him. It felt natural, like how it was Matt Damon as Jason Bourne. It just fit. Like, those characters just fell on their laps and it just fit perfect. I would like to see, like, before he was announced as this character, like, was there anyone else that they tried to get, but then they couldn't because of maybe scheduling conflict? But he was really good. I mean, when the action picked up, again, I felt like he was a real sniper, like a real vet in the army. His interaction with, like, Danny Glover and the FBI guy, the Pena guy, it felt real. It didn't feel forced. It didn't feel fake. It didn't feel nothing. Like, he felt natural in this world that they built. And I thought it worked very well, so I gave him a 5.
Fair enough. Okay, so I like I like Mark Wahlberg in the role. I think he looks the part. I think he seems maybe at times, I don't know why, but maybe it's just because of how he looks. He almost looks a little young. I feel like a little older actor might have actually been a little bit better. You know, like maybe like a 40-something year old who's been in the, you know, been in a lot of military. He looked a little young for what he was playing. That being said, he's good. He's really, you know, he tries his best. There's nothing wrong with the performance, in my opinion. Quiet, a quiet character, you know, just unhappy, jaded with his country after what happened in the beginning. You know what I mean? And they just pretty much leave him for dead. And yeah. I like all that. I gave him a 4. I think he's a good character. The only reason I don't get a 5 is because he is a little bit, he's a little one note to me. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of layers there. They don't really dig into anything with him as far as his character, other than I am a soldier and I will do what's right. You know, and that's good. It's good for action movies, which is why I give him a 4. But it's not like he's not super dynamic as a lead character. With that being said, I still liked him. I gave him a 4. And he's great in the action scenes, by the way. Mark Wahlberg, no problems. Yeah. You know, no problems there. All right. Now, main villain. Now, there's a lot of villains in this movie. Yeah. Danny Glover is the one who's on screen most. Mm-hmm. Ned Beatty, of course, plays that old rich guy or whatever. So I scored Danny Glover. I think maybe who you scored to, but I don't know.
Yeah, I was confused. I mean, I was at a point that should I just bunch them all up together?
Yeah,
would
we
it
can.
Make sense? But as a villain, I mean, I'd rather do all of them because it was kind of a conspiracy. So it was like a group of people plotting against. So as a group, I gave it a 5. And this is why. I know people are going to be like, really? Is that great? They had an actual good plan. It wasn't like one of those stupid plans. Like, oh, let's just get an ordinary guy and frame him like they did with the JFK. No, they didn't. They actually did a homework. But what they didn't know was that when they were trying to kill this guy, they didn't kill him. So pretty much it went and bit them in the ass. And their plan got unfoiled by this dude, Swagger. But I like the plot though. I thought like in terms of like the way they conceived their motives, everything works so well. Like they ask him questions, how would you do this? And is it possible? Can someone really sniper? And he was just feeding them, basically making himself look like the sniper. And I was like, dude, you're a dummy. Like they're just throwing you in the water now. And I liked it. Danny Glover played nice, and then he played the asshole. Like, you can't touch me, bro. And then all of a sudden you got my old man, the senator, which is I thought he was really good. Otho from Superman. Mr. Luthor. Mr. Luthor. I thought it worked very well. As a group of villains, they did their part. And I thought it worked very well. Very 24, very Jack Ryan style of villains. And I loved it. I soaked it up. I love that conspiracy crap. So I gave it a 5.
Okay. Fair enough. I gave it a 3. I gave the villains a 3. You know what's funny? You know what's really funny about this movie? Rewatching it this time, and I've seen it a few times, but it's been a while since I've seen it. And I just remember it being different than when I watched it this time. Now, granted, there's full of good actors with the villains. I hate the way Danny Glover talks in this movie. He had just gotten like some braces or something. So he has this weird lisp sound that's so annoying. Like I can't even listen to him talk that much.
Yeah.
And then you have like Elias Koteas as one of the villains. He's of course the Canadian Robert De Niro. That's what they call him because he kind of looks like Robert De Niro.
That's Casey Jones, isn't he?
Casey Jones from Ninja Turtles. Yeah. Okay. He's just like a henchman guy. Here's my issue. And this is probably going to go for the rest of this review, to be honest with you. They're just so... I've seen this group of people in like 1,000 other movies. You know what I mean? There's an air of genericness to Shooter watching it this time. Now, this is your first time watching. This is my like 6th time watching. And I'm like, wait a second now. I've seen this sort of thing. Now, is it well done in what it's doing? Yes, I agree with you. I don't even disagree with much of what you said. It's just nobody stood out to me. I don't really even remember any of the villains' names. They're all just shady politician FBI guys. You know what I mean? And their plan is, of course, we got to build the pipeline. So they murder this country, village, out in Africa. So they have to assassinate the other guy. And the other thing is, like, they chose Bob Lee Swagger because he has, like, a really good track record of shooting from really far. You know what I mean? But really, they didn't have to pick him. They could have literally just picked any. They could have picked any sniper. You know what I mean? If all they were going to do is put him in a room and then like pretend like he did it. And so it's kind of like, why did they even pick him? I don't know. I don't think they did a great job explaining why him specifically needed to be involved in this. You know, either way, a 3 for me, 5 for you. Fair enough. But let's go to the action scenes.
Well, I think they said it when Danny Glover was reading his file. He said that he's a loner in the cabin and basically like he basically fits the mold of someone that would assassinate a president. Because he lived in a cabin away from every society for like four or six months or something like that.
They could have picked someone with some like PTSD or something. Like, you know what I mean?
That I totally agree with you. I think that did not make sense at all because again, this guy could shoot from 2000. What was it? Like he shot from like miles
over
away.
2000 yards. Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't make sense. But and you knew he's going to have like the most excelled training there is. And they think they were just going to suck him, my man. Like
he shot a helicopter out of the sky with like a 50 cal sniper rifle, you know, which like don't pick that guy.
But yeah, yeah, it was. Okay, action sequence. Freaking loved it. I gave it a 5 across the board on that one also. I mean, I love the action in this. This is right up my alley when it comes to conspiracy action movies. I 100% agree with you, and I totally agree with your scores that you're giving it. But for me, the reason why I'm giving it so high, I mean, I could have gave it low also because, again, I watch all these type of films and TV shows that have the same type of generic bad guys and politicians that turn bad and try to take the good guy and make him look bad and... You know, and the good guy prevails at the end, right? The Jack Ryans, even with the Harrison Ford version and the John Kerensky version, you got Jack Reacher, another
everybody
one.
Named Jack.
Yeah, everyone that has a Jack name, they're gonna get screwed at the end. My thing is with this movie, why I was giving it, I'm giving it 5s, is because it's like, how does it execute these generic characters? Does it execute really well to tell the story? And in terms of the villain and I thought it worked well. In terms of the action sequence, it worked phenomenal. The action sequence, let me tell you, it was the edge of my seat. This is the first time you're watching this movie, and I was floored. I mean, of course, I knew some stuff that was going to happen because I watched these type of movies, so I kind of knew what was going to happen, but it didn't matter because the way, again, this Anton shot these movies, it worked so well. You felt like you were in the action and then out the action and then spectating the action. Like, he gave you the 360 of action movies that worked so well. It wasn't in your face, hand-to-hand. It was back, so you get to see Marky Mark do his hand and then throw that when he
no
beat up those two cops
here.
Huh?
Yeah. No shaky cam.
No shaky
movie.
Cam. It was perfect on a tripod or on a gimbal. And you see him do the whipping and then he throws the cop down the stairs with the dog. And I was like, this is awesome. And then all the shooting looks so well done with Mark Wahlberg. Like, I felt the action was just in your face. Like, I'm so stunned with the box office numbers because this type of movie should have got like close to 250 million. I'm not talking about a 400 range, but I think like a 250, 150. Around there, this could have been very well in the box office. But like I said, there's a lot of great action sequences in this movie, from him sniping the helicopter, him setting up the napalms with the stupid pipe bombs along the lawn, and he's telling him to shoot this. I mean, do all this crazy stuff. I thought that worked so well. Like I said, I was really in the edge of my seat with these type of action sequences. The car chasing. When he's trying to get out the city and they were closing off.
And
I
was FBI like, car.
I love stuff like that. The helicopter in the sky, you had like 3 of them and they were all looking for him and he's in the washing machine putting the gunpowder in. And I'm like, this is movies that I wish they do now and take chances, and they don't. I mean, I understand comic book movies and all this crap. Me and you could talk to them. We beat the damn dead horse in terms of comic book movies. But I love movies like this, like out of the woodwork, like just straight pure action, great story, which we're going to talk about soon. But I gave it a 5. I'm just too excited. Damn. A 5.
Yeah, very good. Hey, look, I always love when someone discovers a movie that they like. It's always, you know, fun. I'm not going to argue with you here. I think the action is really good. I also gave it a 5. Now, is it like the best action ever? No. But it's consistently good. And the thing is, they give you a lot of diversity. In not in the necessarily style, because it's a lot of shooting, right? But at least in the locations, there's a lot of diversity. So the movie opens with in the war, you know, in the Middle East somewhere, and he's shooting out, you know, shooting against these people. Great scene. I love it. He's doing headshots. I love a good headshot. Very bloody. I'm for it. You know, blowing people away. It's great. Then from there, you move to the city, right? Then you're in Philadelphia. You get the car chase scene in Philadelphia, the foot chase a little bit with the cop with the shooting, and then the car chase scene. You get the little hand-to-hand fight. That's all in Philly. Then you move on to they're out in Virginia, and then you have like this house, right? Like this guy's in the house, and it's the classic one versus 800 guys, you know, with the pipe bombs and the smoke. Yeah. And you get that. It's, you know, and then at the end, they're in the snow, in the mountain. So, like, you get a lot of different looks. It's not everything in the same exact spot and in the same exact way. This guy gets his arm blown off at the end. That was great. I like that it's R-rated. You know, the violence. Guy gets stabbed in the chin with a knife. You know, like, it's good. It's bloody, but it's not, like, gratuitously gory or anything. But it looks like if you got shot, that's probably what will happen, right? So I like the action a lot. Fuqua does shoot it really well. Is he like a super incredible stylist? No. Mm-mm. But he doesn't shake the camera constantly, which is appreciated. And you could see everything that's happening every single time it's happening. That's one thing that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So the action is probably the strong point for me overall in this movie. So I gave it a 5 as well. Okay, story.
All right. So storyline. All right. So this is where I'm gonna dial it back a bit. It's not an original story. It's been done many ways than one, right? But again, it was still unique to the way they told this type of story. It was a little bit fresh. It was new. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a great storyline. I gave it a 4. Out of a 5. I think it has great replay, meaning that I could watch it again, and I am going to purchase this in 4K physical because I think I could see myself watching this again. It's a very good, the storyline is very fast paced. The action is sprinkled where it needs to be sprinkled for you to continue watching the movie. The dialogue is not daunting or putting your ass to sleep, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of action movies where you just like, and I'm like, no, it's not going to work. But I think the storyline is pretty much a strong suit. It reminded me like, is it Patriot Games? I think it's Patriot Games. Is that the one that he goes to London and he stops them from killing the minister of London, and Harrison Ford comes and stops them before.
Don't remember. I don't even know if I've seen Patriot Games.
Oh yeah. Man, I can't wait. You gotta see that movie. Oh, I can't wait to do
the Jack Ryan movies.
Yeah, I think you're going to like those, but. There's a movie, I think it's like that, but it's that style of movie. But anyway, but this feels like that. And I think the storyline is very well done. Like I said, I don't want to hold this up, but a 4 out of 5. I think it was great.
Yeah, so it's okay. I gave it a 3. I gave it a 3. One thing you said in your action scenes part that I really, really agree with is... And it's my point with these last two categories, really. This is I've seen this before. Experienced this same movie now many times before. It's a couple of classic tropes. It's the super military guy who has a code and sticks with it, and all these people want to come against him and get him. There's been 100 movies like that. It's also the conspiracy, the government conspiracy cover-up that someone has uncovered and wants to try to stop it. There's been 100 of those movies. Mm-hmm. It's also a classic one man versus an entire army of people that will he succeed? Probably. There's been 100 of those. So it's like all these kind of cliche, for lack of a better term, storylines all put in one. Where I agree with you is I don't have a problem with any of the execution of it. I think it's well directed. For the story they're telling, it's well written. I agree. Like, the dialogue is good. So it's not a problem of like the story being bad. It's just of it being, I've seen it. It felt very familiar throughout. Like you said, you can Patriot Games and Jack Ryan and Jack Reacher, you know, there's like this set of movies that they all kind of blend together in my brain. Mm-hmm. And Shooter fits in there. You know what I mean? It doesn't stick out to me. Now, where I can totally see why you'd like it is, you know, I always use food comparison, but it's like pizza. You know, this movie's like pizza. You have eaten 1,000 slices of pizza.
Yeah.
And some are better than others. But you know what? You like pizza. You like it no matter what. You know what I mean? This is a pizza movie. This has been done in a lot of different ways and done better. And it's been done worse. But at the end of the day, it was still pizza. So it's at least pretty good. Right. So yeah. That's how I feel about Shooter. So I gave it a 3. One thing that I could have gone a little higher. I hate what they do with Kate Mara's character. It just feels so pointless. Like, she's the widow of his partner that got shot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like this like, will they, won't they be in love type. But then it's kind of just like, there's not really a resolution to it or anything. And it's weird. And it takes up too much time. Like, when he's at the house and they're doing the surgery and it's like, okay, come on, like, let's speed this up. And she could have done more. She could have been better. She's a good actress, so she could have done more. But besides that, it's fine. I gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
All right, overall, I like this movie a lot. I'm not going to lie. Overall, I gave it a 4.5. I think this is a great film again in Mark Wahlberg's catalog. I mean, we did Deepwater Horizon so far, and then this one. I liked it a lot. Again, I never seen this. This puts it in the same, for me, as Homefront with Jason Statham. Like, I like that one, too, a lot.
Yeah.
And this one is slightly better, way better than the other one.
I think this one's better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's way better than the other one, but the other one's still fun also because of Jason. But yeah, I think Antoine needs to do more action movies. I know he did Equalizer, which we're going to talk about whenever
Olympus Has Fallen.
Huh? He did Olympus Has Fallen. Oh, we can't wait to do that one too. But I think he has a knack for action. And he does it very well, as I just discovered Peter Berg. I love the way he shoots. It's like, it's the vision of how I would shoot action movies. But I think it would be more like Antoine if I was a director. It would be more like the way Antoine shot this movie. I think I would shoot this like any action movie. But he's very well, he's very great behind the camera, setting the cameras where to give the audience the perspective that he needs in terms of seeing this hero get to the best place where he's shooting. I love the wind thing when they're talking about the wind and I was like, this is really good. And I don't know, is there something about this movie? It's really good, man. I'm very stunned that I never seen this movie. I'm very shocked. I thought I would, but I'm not a big Marky Mark fan, bro. Like I like
maybe
Italian
you secretly are. We're maybe two movies I in am. And you're liking them pretty good.
Well, the third one would be Italian Job. I love that one. We're going to do it in this one, but...
And we're going to go over the two next ones. I wonder if you've seen them either. Maybe you haven't seen anything. You're going to like all of them.
Maybe
you love Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, well, anyway, I gave this movie a 4.5. I think it's an excellent, great film.
You also love Patriots Day. That's Mark Wahlberg.
That's a really good movie. So, and Peter Berg, right?
Peter Berg and Mark Wahlberg. The Berg boys. Yeah, so I agree with one thing. I'm glad you're giving Antoine Fuqua some praise. I like him a lot. You know, you look through his filmography. He started off with the Replacement Killers, Chow Yun-Fat and Mark Wahlberg. So Mark Wahlberg was in...
I never seen that.
Oh, no, that's The Corruptor. That's The Corruptor. The Replacement Killer is Chow Yun-Fat and Mira Sorvino.
I never seen that.
Yeah, so he started with that. Then, right, he did Training Day, which is...
I saw that. Yeah, that was a really
maybe good one. Denzel's best acting role ever. Mm-hmm. Tears of the Sun with Bruce Willis.
Never seen that.
King Arthur, not great. Shooter, Olympus Has Fallen, The Equalizer, mm-hmm. Southpaw, The Magnificent Seven remake, that Equalizer 2. Yeah, he's the weakest one.
Equalizer 2, I would say. That ending sequence is so horrible when there's a hurricane going on and he's fighting on top of the lighthouse during a hurricane.
I'm not crazy about it. No, I'm not crazy about the ending. I like the movie okay. Yeah, but the movie's I like part okay. one much better.
Yeah.
But he's a solid, good, like he makes good movies. You know, sometimes you just need a director who make good movies. I like him. If I see his name, I'm like, oh, I might like that. So I'm with you there. Now, as far as overall, a 3.5, it's a 7 out of 10 for me. Although even reviewing it this time, I feel like this movie's always been about a 7 out of 10 for me. But now I know why when I'm like, you know, going through all the categories. I like it. I like this movie. I own it. I had no problem watching it. I was never like, even though it's predictable, I was never bored. Right. I like the performances. I like the cast. I love Michael Pena in almost everything he's in. So it's always fun seeing Michael Pena. Kate Mara again. She was very good. She was good. She was
hot. I was like, yo, this she is was, the girl yeah. from Doomsday. She was
gorgeous. Oh, that's Rona Mitra. Yep, the girl from Doomsday is in it. The other. Kate Mara was the other girl, the main girl.
Oh, the Fantastic Four.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I like, by the way, if you're a football fan, she's the granddaughter of Giants owner John Mara. That's her. That's his granddaughter. So,
really?
Sister of Rooney. Yeah. All that said, 3.5. I like this movie. I think it's entertaining. I think it's good. Is it generic? Yes. Have you seen it before? Yes. Have you seen it done better? Yes. Have you seen it done worse? Yes. So it falls in a nice, comfortable action pocket. Good action flick. Wahlberg is good in it, I think. I like Mark Wahlberg quite a bit. So I like this movie. I think it's very good. That being said, what is your total points?
23.5.
Very good. 18.5 for me. I feel like I'm looking at the points. Let me make sure it's right. Nope, it's 18.5. Oh, I thought it might be higher, but okay. Either way, 18.5 for me. I like the movie. I think it's worth a watch. So far, we're two movies in. You gave Deepwater Horizon high marks. Shooter, high marks. Next week, this is the one that will be, I don't think, make or break. But I think it could go either way. Now, next week, we will be reviewing Transformers Dark of the Moon, which doesn't star Mark Wahlberg yet. Still Shia LaBeouf. And then our second movie, continuing with the Mark Wahlberg movies, is a movie called Pain and Gain. Now, have you seen Pain and Gain?
Is that with The Rock and him?
Yes.
No.
Yep. It's a Michael Bay directed film. And it's Michael Bay's like least traditional Michael Bay movie.
That's an action movie?
It is like an action comedy crime story. It's pretty funny. It's almost more of a comedy, in my opinion. But it has that Michael Bay look to it. It's going to be interesting. I'm interested what you think. So yeah, that. And then we wrap it up with Four Brothers, which I'll just say right now.
I've never seen that either.
Oh, so you haven't. Yeah. So three of these four movies were new to you. So that's always fun. So that'll be how we wrap up Mark Wahlberg month. And of course, Transformers 4, which is stars Mark Wahlberg. So we're doing five Mark Wahlberg movies sneaky this month. So keep an eye out and an ear out for all these upcoming episodes.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMovieReviews. Anything action movie, guys, go to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks for the video version. For the audio version, you can head over to Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and your any of your favorite podcasts providers and search for Action Movie Guys. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.